Blog Talk Radio.
God's love will rain. I never gave up.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. What's happening? I want to welcome you into another edition of the Greg Shell Show. I'm your host. I'm your brother. I'm your friend. I'll be your colleague. Whatever you want, as long as it's positive, we right here on the Greg Shell Show on Friday edition. Want to welcome all our listeners in that's listening in from near and far. Hope you're having a fantastic day. I want to say happy Friday to all our listeners that's listening in New York, Chicago, and Delaware, and Rhode Island, and the islands, and Jamaica, and the Bahamas. I want to thank y'all for listening in. Even in Australia and Nigeria, Thailand, thank you for listening in to the Greg Shell Show. And I want to encourage you and thank you that you're listening in. And we hadn't even done the official launch yet. And we have over 174 people that have listened in to the broadcast. So we want to thank everyone for that. But when we get ready to do the official launch party is going to be February the 24th, where I'm going to be celebrating not only my birthday, but I'm going to be celebrating 15 years of being married to the same beautiful woman that I have, Miss Linda Rock Moshe. I guess the rock and the mo in there can make that shell be protected. Ain't that something? Y'all hearing it first right here on the Greg Shell Show. We got an amazing show lined up for you today. We want you to buckle up your seatbelt, and as you take your morning commute, we want you to stay safe out there because there's so much stuff going on the road, people in their feelings, road rage and all kind of rage going on. So let's try to keep it at a minimum. Right here on the Greg Shell Show, it's a beautiful day here in Orlando, Florida. The skies are blue, blue, blue. It got a little nip in the air, but it's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. Right here. Now, let me go ahead and introduce my co-host. She's in the house all the way out of Texas, none other than DJ Prayer. I saw that he will answer prayers. DJ Prayer. DJ Prayer. DJ Prayer. I don't know if she's going to come on or not. I don't know if she's pulling my leg. I don't see. Dang, I think that's her right there. Round and round we go. What's happening? Happy Friday.
Same to you.
What it be? What it be? What it be? What it was meant to be? I'm going to ride with you. Ride with you and see where this thing goes. Oh, I got some country in me on this Friday. What's happening, my sister?
I'm trying to get some Southern soul in you.
Oh, that what it is?
Well, it's a difference between country and Southern soul.
Yeah, it's different, right? What's the difference? Give me the differentiation.
And trail ride blues.
And trail ride blues. Looks like we got a caller on the line, another caller. From the 954. That looks like South Florida.
That's South Florida.
That's like life lessons on a Friday. What's happening, man?
Good Friday, good people.
Good Friday, good people. Oh, how you doing, man?
I thought I was the only one that said good people.
Oh. Well, we need to
talk about that. I feel like that's a country terminology.
Yeah.
Huh?
Like, I always tell my homeboys, what's up, good people? You know, we always say good people like that to good people. So, yeah, you good people.
I like that. What about the song Happy People?
Yeah.
Happy people, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Just happy feelings.
Happy feelings. Like that. Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Touching people everywhere.
Let me give you a little bit of taste, a difference in between country, trail ride, blues.
Okay. Well, y'all hearing it first right here on the Greg Shell Show. DJ Prayer going to give it to you. We'll be right back.
Okay, here goes Gita Jones with Country Slide. I'm going to give you a little bit, okay?
Uh-huh. This is GQ Country Boy. it though. We got a little something for you lying down. Oh yeah, this 12 ride certified. Man feel. So get ready, get your boots on as we do the cowboy slide.
At the trail ride, I got a new dance. It's a cowboy slide
coming at you.
So put on your boots,
cause it's time to get loose.
Zydeco music,
the wild horse leash.
So put them on the pit,
tailgating with me.
At the rodeo,
you know it goes down.
Baddest show on dirt,
done made it to town.
Down in the country,
gonna get around.
So make a little room,
watch the cowboys come.
Start a bonfire,
it's time to get down.
And grab your moonshine,
and pass it around.
I'm feeling good. Said the Django,
who's that ninja on that neck?
So don't get mad,
you know I ain't playing.
Do the cowboy slide,
you know what I'm saying.
Hey, that cowboy and that slide.
Hey, come on, come on, hey.
That cowboy and that slide.
Hey, come on, ride, come on.
Okay.
Ooh.
That's a trail ride.
Boy, I ain't need nothing but me. What they call it, a cannibal stick that they sell in the store. I do
it. It's
good for my glaucoma.
It's good for right, you.
Well, it is. It is good for cancer and everything else, too. It's in the Bible. They use it often in the Bible. Jesus even used it to get rid of demons and stuff, getting there. Buzz off. Okay, but anyway, that's Trail Ride Blues, right? Okay, now this
that's
is
Trail Country. Ride. Well, go ahead and play the Trail Ride commercial, because we're getting ready for the official launch of Trail Ride Radio, y'all. And we want to let you know we brought to you on behalf of Trail Ride Radio today, and I'm just so elated to be one of the official radio announcers over there with Trail Ride Radio. So I got to get all my paperwork over there. Get it all over there, right here on the Greg Shell Show. I'm going to be trail ride. So, y'all cowboys out there and your okay. cowgirls, we got a big old Western competition coming at you real soon.
Okay,
go ahead.
Country,
right?
Now, here goes
yeah.
country,
all right? Okay.
I was riding down the road, I was by myself, feeling like I'm all alone and I can't get help. But I really gotta know, can you come and save me? Cause I'm on the road, it's driving me crazy. But baby, I really gotta know, do you feel how I do? Cause the way you got me feeling, feelings keep on flowing, they flowing like the ocean. But here's the thing, won't you with my last name? And I know it's a lie, just hope you feel the same. Cause I'm riding down a dirt road, yes I'm riding down a dirt road. And when I'm by myself, then my heart it feels so cold. I've been trying to...
Okay, now you see the difference?
Oh yeah, I can see a difference.
You see the difference in the guitar, the whole swag is different. You know, you all of a sudden put boots on a different way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that thing got that extra soul swag to it.
Yeah. I like it. Well, y'all, I'm on the outside. Y'all probably going to hear chainsaws, mew, birds. And I wanted people to hear the real nature of what's really happening. They were telling me I need to, Life Left was telling me I need to get this special type of microphone that keep out the sound and all of that stuff. Tell them about the microphone. Just don't tell them the name, because they ain't paid for it yet. They ain't paid to be a sponsor yet. So, but you can give them the description.
Yeah. Well, what I was trying to explain that'll help the sound while we're on the air, because we like to do it outside, while we're walking and enjoying our day. So these headsets that you can buy at the truck stops that I know of, I haven't seen them anywhere else yet, but they're called Blue Parrot headsets. They got these noise canceling sounds on them. They block out your background right now. You wouldn't even know I'm standing in the store with people in it. But it's a good way to, you know, to bring clarity to your conversation. Because the worst thing in the world to do is to get a good word from God and you miss half of it.
Because of the background noise. You know?
And you just they're talking about glory, and you try to figure it out. Now, what did he say? Philippians? Or did he say what he said? Lord, I don't know. I don't know what he said, but I think I needed this word because he mentioned something I'm going through, but I'm not sure. Did he say throw it out with the trash or whip somebody? I don't know what's happening, Lord. And we want more clarity. That's all, you know. We want that clarity, man. You know, I think it is. Huh?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry
to say
get
that.
Excited when I hear this stuff. I said, what's it in state of you in?
Oh, right now, I'm in Mississippi right now. This city, I'm not sure. It's a little small town in Mississippi out here, man. And let me look at my map and tell you exactly where I'm at. I change cities so much that sometimes I don't know
man,
where I'm at. I just wake up.
All day.
Yeah,
man,
I'm in Moss Point, Mississippi. But I'm in Moss Point, Mississippi.
Go ahead, DJ Brent.
You do it.
I was saying if I had to do all over again, each state I went through, I would get a handful of dirt and put it in a Ziploc bag and label it.
Oh. Wow.
From each city. From each
a little
state.
Dirt from every state.
You know.
That's very unique. She said something this morning, life lesson, that made me feel
because we've been in every
good.
State except Maine.
Huh?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go
I was
ahead.
Just saying we've been in all the states except for like Maine and a few more states up by Maine.
Wow.
And I didn't get no dirt.
Dang. I guess life lessons, they be riding so much trying to get that load to him. He ain't worried about the dirt. He gonna ride all over the dirt.
Yeah.
I just ride all over, step all over it, keep going. Huh? I got to get to the next city. That's how fast we out here moving. But I've been to every drivable state except Alaska. And I can't get there, but I just don't have no curiosity. I have no curiosity to go up there except maybe on a cruise. But I don't see myself driving up there in all that cold. I'm from the South.
Yeah, they
say
South,
that
man. I'm
the
not,
aliens
man.
Live in the cold.
Huh?
The aliens?
Mm-hmm.
The aliens live in the cold? That's why they land in that?
That's where they live in the Arctic. That's why they won't let anyone go to the Arctic. And what they did, they tried to come back to the Arctic, right? And they put in the wrong coordinates. And they ended up in Florida, I think it was. And they were glitching because they didn't come all the way through. You know, their bodies didn't make it all the way through, so they were glitchy. And then the police started shooting at them and so on. You know, somebody said one of them ate a baby, but there's nothing in the news about a baby missing or being eaten. So that, I believe, is a lie. But, you know, the aliens are definitely in the Arctic. And they're definitely here. Oh. I saw some of them.
Oh.
So,
well, I can see them hiding out there because there ain't a whole lot of people trying to get out there.
Huh?
I said I can see them hiding up that way because not a lot of people trying to go out there.
They won't let anybody out there. The government, they keep everybody away.
Well, I mean, I'm saying even if they did let people out, I'm one of those people, I don't want to go.
Yeah. Well,
I was
like
in like
go.
Negative 30.
I would like to go and talk to them.
What are you going to say to them? What would you
talk
say?
To the aliens?
Yeah.
What would you say? How would you say? What would you ask them? What would you ask them?
Well, first of all, I would apologize for calling them homie last time I saw them. And, you know, because I didn't know that homie, you know, like, hey, what's up, homie? Like that.
Oh.
And I didn't know that they felt like that was disrespectful. And, you know, I would like to apologize for that.
Wait a minute. Tell me I'm not having this conversation right now. So, so apparently the new aliens traveled all the way across. They traveled all the way across the universe. Come here, and the worst thing that you could say to them is call them homie.
Yeah. I got yelled at. I said, what's up, homie? You know, and I had my camera on them, right? Because they was in the air. And I said, what's up, homie? What y'all want? And he said, my friend that was walking back and forth that detected them, he knew they were here. I don't know how. They didn't make noise. And he snapped up and sat up straight and stood up like a soldier and ran through the house outside because something like the Pied Piper tweeted him. And he, you know, he got that tweet. And he jumped up and went outside. That's how he knew they was here. I don't know. He stopped talking in the middle of a sentence. So anyway, Once we get out there, and I'm saying, what's up, homie? What y'all want? He said, no! And I'm looking at him like, God dang, nigga, what's wrong with you? He said, you can't do that. I said, can't do what? You can't call him homie. I said, why? That's disrespectful. And I was like, I didn't mean, I'm sorry. You know, homie with us is like, you know, dog. No, you can't say dog. I'm like, oh my God. Okay, well, they're gonna leave. They're gonna leave. And I was like, he said, I suggest we go in the house. And they just started floating away. It was three of them, and they never got out of sequence. And they floated on over there into the sky. It was gray. And it was a black hole that they went into, and then that hole closed up. And he said, I think we should go in the house now. And I grabbed the little baby hand, and I took her in the house. I said, come on, baby. I ain't got to listen to him twice. You know, I got in the house, and I sat down, and I looked at him. I said, what was that? And how did you know they was here? They didn't make no noise. And he just sitting over there staring and rocking. But before he did that, when he was outside, when I first went out there, he was walking back and forth, pacing, like somebody at a hospital with family dying, you know. And he was...
He was waiting on the arrival.
No, they were there. They were in a different form before I got out there. And so he said, they can't come out here because it's dark. They can't go to NASA. It's too much light, and they're killing us. I told you I'm not from here. And I was like, he been told me he wasn't from here many times. And when I saw those things floating up there, I'm trying to tell you they here.
I look at the you know, the different ways that we call in every country, you know, nations and different places that have, you know, experiences that deal with out of worldly things. And you know, it's like, I was gonna say, you know, I believe that a lot of times, man, when we talk about in the Bible with people calling angels and they calling, you know, these spirits certain things, it's like they, in today's society, we would probably be calling them aliens. You know, there was somebody that came down in a big form of light. I think even, Elijah expressed how, you know, he was picked up by a chariot of fire.
Correct.
You know, that would look, you know, that would look alien to somebody. You know what I mean? But I just believe in their, you know, way of wording things, you know, he would call that, you know, that the Lord came down in a chariot of fire, but that could very well be a spaceship. Yeah, you know what I mean.
I look at it as. I had my phone out.
Go ahead, y'all.
You know, that there was a possibility.
He said, he's like, are you recording this? And I was like, yeah, I'm recording this. I got family. My family needs to know.
No, you got to show me this video. I got to see this.
It's on one of my phones.
Man, he showed me something that was out of this world. He showed me something that's out of this world. Play a song for me, DJ Prayer. We're going to come back with this conversation because we got to come back with our hot topic for the day. you know.
Oh, yeah.
They are.
Life lessons couldn't even sleep. I say life lessons say he couldn't even sleep. Yeah, he wanted to get into this topic this morning. So it's Friday. So play a good song for us, DJ Pre. I want to hear one of them trail ride Friday songs right here on the Greg Shell Show, y'all.
Uh-uh.
I'm telling you, huh? I want to hear. Can I hear? I want to hear. Give me a trail rap.
I got something to hear.
I want to hear it, DJ Prep. Don't you want to hear it, Life Lesson?
Right. Here you go.
Yeah, man.
Put it in your ear.
Let's get it right here on the Greg Shell Show. We'll be right back.
This song's dedicated to my cowboys. You know, the ones that rock boots instead of Jordans. I'm talking about the ones out there training and riding them horses. I see you, Mr. Bowlegs. I'm trying to be your pony.
If I ever get a hold to you, I'm turning you every way but loose. If I ever get a hold, and you know it, got a fresh fade, yeah, I know this. I'm smelling real nice, this jeans fit him just right. Welcome to the trail ride, later on I'm trying to bonfire. They call me Kitty, Miss Pink if you're nasty. But let's vibe, let's just groove, if you choose I'm gon' move.
If I ever get a hold to you, I'm turning you every way but loose.
Get on up and drop it to the ground. Turn you to the right, turn you to the left. Back it on up and pop it, drop it.
If I ever get a hold to you,
baby, I don't care where we at. I'm turning you every way but loose.
We can be
every
in your
way
city.
But loose.
Baby doll. Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all, what's that? And welcome back to the show. Wait a minute. Boy, that right there. It get turned out every way but lose the chainsaw went to clawing up around here. Oh, wait. Welcome, y'all, to the Greg Shell Show. Hopefully, you're enjoying your morning Friday commute. I want to say happy Friday to all our listeners out there. It's Friday. I want to get my groove on. King George, y'all, man, you got some great music out there. We've been having a powerful week as we get ready to head to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, for the first Greg Shell Dinner Show on tomorrow evening on Pembroke Road, 625 Pembroke Road, Miramar, Florida. I know Life Lesson know all about that area down there, right?
Oh, that's my stomping grounds down there. I graduated Hollywood Hills High School.
Hollywood Hills?
Right.
Look at him. You all over there. Starlight.
We call it Hollywood. Yeah. It's Hollywood down in
Hollywood. Hollywood City, Hollywood swinging. Yeah, y'all got a nice view down there in Hollywood, too, boy.
Man, it's beautiful, man. We have one of the best beaches down in South Florida. You talk beautiful water, beautiful sand, some of the best places to eat. All you have to do is walk down the board. Well, call it a boardwalk, a board brick. You know, we have our beautiful boardwalk down there. So
it's beautiful, though. You got the live music, the live band, all of that stuff. It is really amazing. Amazing.
They didn't put a plug. They ain't paid me to say this, but they still have good prices to stay down on the beach. Still got good prices. You can get down there. Yeah, man, find you a nice little room. They still have that, you know, that old southern look on the beach. They still carry a lot of that going on. So, but, you know, they upgraded the insides. So you can still get down there and probably get you a good 2-day, 3-day stay down there for, you know, under $500.
What are you telling me? Well, I got some specials going on from Explore Resort. What do you thought about that song again? You know, every time I hear that song, it makes me want to feel like I want to ride a chicken or something. I don't know. A big chicken.
Man, I text my wife and I told her, I said, you make sure you listening to this song because when I get home.
Oh. Oh, boy. Okay, so when we get home, we're going to beat up. Beat up. Oh, wow.
I've been out here.
Let's jump on this helicopter, huh?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go
let's
ahead.
Do it.
No, you go ahead. I want to hear. You say you going to play that song by Kitty Sang, and your wife got to get herself together for when you get home.
I feel like the clumps when the grandma was talking around the table and she was like, all that built up. all that built up inside of that man. I ain't seen it in a few weeks. I've been out here riding around.
Yeah, boy, when you get home, boy, you go. If you don't already have one, you can go. Get you one of them nice portable poles, boy, and put your black mask on and be wherever you want to be.
You ain't even ready, man. All I need is 2 minutes. All I need is two minutes. Two clean ones.
Dang. Well, I got three wigs, boy. Whoever I want her to be, she can be Halle Berry. You got the one, a long one that make her be, you know, the Beyonce, and the other one make her be whoever it is. And, boy, we throw that money in that shoebox and get right back at it. Boy, I'm telling you, I like it. And she be doing it, too, boy. She don't wear no, you know, she can't wear no stilettos. She got to wear sketches. I don't want to hurt herself on the pole with the stilettos also. I got us some sketches.
That's all right.
Oh,
you
don't want to help get back up. Huh?
What'd you say, DJ Press?
I say she could drop it, but she going to need help back up?
Yeah, I'm going to get the sketches. If y'all listen, y'all can leave me a donation at $1 Greg Share. So make sure you put the number 3.
And we help saving marriages around here. $1 at a time.
We having to save your marriage. You going through, because people think the grass green on the other side, and when you get over there, it be brown. Because at the end, everybody going to tell you.
You need to have a show called Save Your Marriage. And then, have them coming on the show. And if somebody donated $1, then they got to stay married. But if don't nobody donate $1 and feel like their marriage isn't work out, then, you know, they free to get a divorce. But if anybody donate $1 and see that there's still a spark left or something, then they got to stay married for at least another 30 days.
At least another 30 days. So days, $1 a day, $30. $30 keep your marriage. And you ain't got to go to no psychologist to get that done, because most people they be going to have more marriage problems than they do.
A minimum of $1. You know, the whole audience can donate a dollar. We need to have a chair with donation buttons that go from 5 to a million.
Huh?
Okay.
Oh,
a donation chair and with buttons, you know, from 5 to a million. And then they could donate, just push a button. You know, let the audience just donate what
we just
want to donate for that particular marriage.
Correct. And we want
sketches and poles, and we're helping them get sketches and poles. Or what we doing? We getting sketches and poles?
Yeah,
no, for donation
poles.
Money. Or we still...
Yeah, and if
we
can get
them back
up, we can walk to drop it and go back up. No, then move the wall out the way once you get back up. It's no big problem.
Yeah.
It's an automatic. Hell yeah, that's all right. Yeah, give them the equipment they need, the hydro lift. They need a hydro lift.
Oh, wow. It's over now.
I heard somebody put a swing in their ceiling and, you know, try to get up in there and make out, and the whole ceiling came in.
Oh, and I need to make a correction.
Okay.
Sir Charles sings It's Friday, not King George.
Oh, really?
King George sings Friday night. Sir Charles sings It's Friday. Matter of fact, let me, I got them both in the library now. So you want to hear
what? Go ahead
them?
And play it right here on Friday, because I'm going to cook
King
some
George
fish today.
Sir Charles.
I want to hear King George, because it's Friday. And I don't think Life Lessons have heard this, because all of this has been new to me, but I've been enjoying it. But since I'm a host and since I'm a radio announcer on Trail Ride Radio, I got to play this on the Greg Chill Show on Blog Talk Radio. So go ahead and play that right here.
Well, but King George says Friday night. So if we play to Charles first, it'll be later on in the morning, so it won't feel like it's not so close to night.
Well, go ahead and play whatever you feel. Play something you can feel.
Okay. Here we go.
Do it.
This one is dedicated to my cowboy. For all the workers that work 9 to 5. And you wanna party? Yeah. Hey, it's Friday, let's party tonight. Party, baby, it's Friday. Gonna party,
and I'm gonna party and get my groove on.
Get my groove on.
It's Friday.
Friday, baby. Baby,
and I'm gon' party till the break of dawn.
Yes, I am, yes, I am. I did my work this week.
Woo!
And baby, I just got paid. Gonna go buy me a fresh pair of gators with some of the money that I made. Man, waiters on the radio about the whiskey. I think I'll go by the stove. Just get me a bottle so I can be ready.
Oh, yeah.
To get my groove on the dance floor. Baby, baby,
it's Friday.
Friday. Friday, baby.
And I'm gonna party. And get my groove on.
Get my groove on.
Friday,
baby, whoa.
And I'm gon' party till the break of dawn.
Steps in the club,
looking candy and clean.
Ooh-wee. I see a woman just for me. I'm gonna say, baby, do me the honor. Would you please have this dance? Cause it's Friday and feeling good. And I'm gonna party till the lights come on.
I'ma do the electric slide. The Johnny Taylor, slide on. Baby, baby,
it's Friday.
Friday, baby.
Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna party, party, get my groove on.
Get my groove on.
It's Friday.
Uh-oh. Friday, baby.
And I'm gonna party,
party,
break the dawn.
Marvin Sees. Can you play Motel 11? Oh yeah. So I can ask this lady to please take me. I've been at work all week and I deserve to come out and have a good time. I've been spending my money on everybody else. Tonight I'm gonna spend every dime. Cause it's Friday.
It's Friday.
Yep, it is. Gonna get my groove on.
And I'm gonna party and get my groove on.
Get my groove on.
Oh. It's Friday.
Friday, baby. Oh, oh.
And I'm gonna party to the break of dawn.
To the break, the break, the break of dawn.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
Man, woo-wee. Somebody toe-tapping, moving around, because it's Friday, and then later on, it'll be Friday night. Man, y'all heard it first right here on the Greg Sherr Show, a preview of Trail Ride Radio. Everybody thought I was Sir Charles. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm Sir Greg. I'm Sir Greg.
Friday night by King George.
What you thought about that life lesson?
All I kept picturing in my head was red cups filled with ice and Hennessy, big rims, dirt bikes, four-wheelers, country hats. Yeah, 10 gallons, though. And, you know, that's what I'm feeling right now. I just felt like, oh, man, I'm sitting in front of one of my own boys' house out here in the South right now. This feels good.
Man, we got Brother Grace on the line. Williamsburg, Virginia. Grace stayed out of church. He in the house. I know he normally don't move around on a Friday because that's his special day with what he do. And I want to welcome him on the show again. What about Brother Grace? Great, say that.
Friday night, having fun. I'm gonna say, get my cowboy hat on, boy. Look at this. I'm gonna say, put my hat on, boy. So, boy, I said, better be glad my baby get home so we can just two step up in here, boy. It's Friday night. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, had you ever heard that before?
I ain't never heard that. That was so fresh right there, boy. Look at here. If I had a horse, I'd have took a full ride.
What about you, Kirby? I told you Kirby introduced me. Kirby Capone and DJ Brett introduced me to Trail Ride. And I'm loving it.
He's like, it's a different kind of party, you know?
That's real good. That's grown folk party. Wait a minute. Hey, DJ Square, wait a minute. We got that song. You know it's Friday now. You know how we get out on Friday because we got all our listeners that's taking their Friday for you, getting ready to get their check, getting ready to get their income tax check and all that. Play that.
We don't have it.
Oh, King George. King George, send me some cash out. He'll pick my dough knob on my church. I've been having my dough knob on my church, boy. I've been hanging off so long. And people walk right by just like they don't see the dough knob falling off. They know we need some cash out money to get that dough knob picked. So go ahead and send me the cash out at Dollar Sign, Rev. Dynamite Shop. $$$$$$$$. And it'll come right to me. And we can, y'all can help make the world a better place.
Every time you come on here, you're asking for some money.
Oh, Pastor Luda May, how you doing?
Every time I mute your line, you find a way to come back on. And that's very disrespectful to Greg. Every time you trying to get the money that they might want to donate to Greg, and you begging for money on here, this is not your platform.
I paid $25.
You paid for money. No, you didn't pay nothing. You didn't pay anything because I am their accountant here.
Oh, now you see that? You put my business all right there like this. You won't do that right there. You don't go do that right there, Lula May. You wrong. You is wrong.
You don't supposed to lie on here. you're supposed to tell the truth, and I won't have to say anything. I'm going to tell the truth whether you like it or not, because a liar will not stand in the eyesight of God, and I'm going to stand in the eyesight of God, whether you like it or not.
You just mad because I got me a young woman. I'm getting ready to get married in March. I'm getting married in March. I'm going to march just like them soldiers over there now. I'm over there fighting over there in Iraq, wherever they fight. I got me a young general on the
table. I don't care about you and your transgender lady friend. I don't care about none of that. This is about you coming on this platform and asking for money when only Greg is supposed to be asking for money on this platform.
Do you have the money to send my cash out?
You hit the dial tone.
Hey, y'all, what's happening? I want to welcome you back to
the
show.
What's going on, man? She said she just hit it straight in this eye. She don't care about that part.
Why are we down to my level out here so fast?
Because he was on here lying again, trying to get money.
I'm talking about him, wasn't like he had a trail
ride. Man, I was over here crying. I'm holding my stomach like, chance. Don't say nothing.
He must be talking about the doorknob on a truck stop restroom or something. Because he don't even have a place to live. He stay with his grandma.
What?
I'm trying to tell you.
How old is grandma? 105.
He don't even have a church. Talking about the church on my, doorknob on my church, bro. He dreaming.
Oh wow.
That's.
I thought his church was just shooting bad. I was like, dog, this church is doing bad. They can't fix doorknobs. They need to do a whole offering and a GoFundMe account. For Dota, I was just like, "Woo, man, this church shooting bad."
Oh, dang! One thing I like about Pastor Lula Mace, he got my back, huh?
He making her mad.
Pastor Lula Mace got my back. Pastor Lula Mace, I want to tell you, thank you so much for having my back. And I really appreciate that, y'all. I got to clap up. We got to clap up, Pastor Lula Maker. Pastor Lula Maker, every time I do my rewind back and listen, she always be on the right. You know what I mean? I really appreciate that.
Brother Grace. Y'all
send me on the Friday, boy. Brother Grace, what's happening out there in Williamsburg, Virginia, man?
Everything's all right down here. Everything's all right down there too. Cause Pastor Lula Mae don't play, boy. I saw it coming. She don't mess around, boy. I seen an apartment.
You sound like you down in a hole.
Oh God.
Where you at? Where you
I'm
at,
down here digging.
You don't know about it. We getting better. We gonna get better, y'all, when we do the efficient line.
I'm down here in the dig. How you know I'm digging in the hole? That's where I'm at. I'm digging. Can you hear me? I'm trying to get my money together. My baby gonna be coming home. I gotta have some party money and stuff. You dad gonna write up in the hole. I'm digging in the hole. I'm trying to get out of this hole. Because if she come up on here, boy, I'm trying to tell you, she's going to be asking me what I've been doing out there. I'm down in this hole digging, trying to make sure I get some money. You know, shoot. Can't do it all, but I'm going to do as much as I can. And I see, Pastor Lula Mae, I saw her one day in the parking lot, somebody bumped into her the wrong way. And she said, excuse me. And she gave me an opportunity. She said, excuse me. And then, you know, little young buck lady trying to push up on her. And she said, baby, you need to probably want to pray about this right here. And then before you knew it, she was laying on the ground. Pastor Lula Mae was talking to her. Baby, you okay? Baby, you okay? Dude, it took about 4 or 5 other young folks to drag her away.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Was she hitting him with a purse?
No, I couldn't even see it. She swung so fast, I don't even know what happened. Because I was talking to the young lady. I said, look, young lady, that's a senior citizen. You know what you're doing? Then all of a sudden, I had something like go, poof, 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 poof. like some birds were flying by. The next thing I know, she was like doing like the falling backwards and stuff. I like, she done passed out and stuff. But Pastor Lula May like, don't make me do it again. And I'm like, oh, Lord, she done hit her with a toothpick. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Didn't even see it coming, boy. It was one of them old-fashioned toothpicks, too. The ones you couldn't see. And all you could see is the person falling backwards in slow motion.
Dang. It was like The Matrix.
She don't play, huh? She don't play.
It was better than The Matrix. It was better than The Matrix. I could see The Matrix throw a punch. I couldn't see Pastor Lula May throw those punches in. And somebody said they had it on videotape, right? So I said, let me see.
Yeah.
You know how these young folks, now they're always trying to video stuff. Sometimes they don't even know what the video and stuff. They don't need to be videotaping no senior citizen trying to check a young lady. She's trying to teach her something. So if they rewind it back and they played it, I still couldn't see how Pastor Lula May hit her. All I saw was the young lady falling back. I could see the dent in one face and the dent in the other face. But I never saw her hands on. Never. But she was on the floor.
Wow.
Cold night.
Well, yesterday, I was looking at, that was a couple of days ago, two young little boys was fighting. I think they won probably about 7, won about 8. Anyway, I was telling DJ Prayer about it last night, and it was just so ironic. You know, two grown people that wouldn't stop them. So I wondered, you know, was it they children and they were refereeing? I don't know. But the little boy went to, you know, he went to banging on the little boy. The little boy, oh. And then the boy turned around and said, ah! And then he kicked the boy, and the boy went back into a fit. It was like a movie. And he said, you got to go before I finish you up. And the little boy took off running. I was gonna say y'all don't do that, but I'm looking at two grown people over there looking at them, and it was just funny, man. It was funny, but you know, and most people try to break up little boys' fight, but you know, when you little, you gonna fight, you gonna get mad or something. So I think that's a tough piece right there. But anyway, that was so funny to me.
That Pastor Lola made that hit seemed like she hit her the day before already. She didn't even know that was coming. You can't never find that on tape. You hit somebody that fast, you hit them yesterday. They just didn't know what was coming.
Y'all got to see the video of Pastor Lula May. Make sure y'all got to check it out as she get prepared for her new TV show along with Reverend Dynamite. They going to be coming at you real soon, man. You got to check out her video when she went to this restaurant. And it is so funny. Y'all get a chance to physically meet Ms. Lula May by watching the video. DJ, bro, where that video is?
I thought you were going to talk about the one where she was at the car show and she took the whole crowd at the car show. She was walking around with her walker and her clothes on, and then all of a sudden she started dropping it and twerking. And then she started break dancing and sliding around on the floor and posing in the break dancing pose. And the whole place was just following her. And then she went and got on a motorcycle.
No,
she is so funny. It was at the car show, and they started throwing money. She had money on in her stockings and everything. They was this one lady walked up waving a $100 bill.
No, this the one I seen. She was at this real, huh?
They gave her a $100 bill.
Wow, the one I seen. She was at a rib joint, and she fell out or something. She was eating a rib bone and she fell out on the floor and everybody went to running to her, and when they reached the gravel she went to twerk it. She went to say it. Like they had a day on naked shop.
Oh man.
And she went to bounce and she went to shaking up funny and everybody was throwing money out. Holy.
That's
got that song for you now. It's
go ahead and play that song. Y'all,
if you don't mind grown.
Go ahead. I like grown.
Don't mind grown.
Hey, all our listeners that's listening in right here on the Greg Show. Hopefully you're enjoying it. We gonna play this song. DJ Brad, go ahead and introduce that song. Brother Grace, I want you to say something. Well, you got Pastor Louis May. Pastor Louis May a champion. Go ahead and play that song for us, DJ.
Okay.
Right here exclusively on the Greg Chill Show. We'll be right back.
You know, my big homie Wendell B was in town the other night. So I went to go check it out. And I knew it was gonna be a special night because soon as I walked in the building, I seen the baddest chick I ever seen in my life. She had to be about 45. Hell, it had to be her birthday because she had that money print on her shirt. You know how they do that. I ain't gonna lie, I was so nervous. But you know your boy Hollywood had to go approach her. Well, I built up my confidence. Being a young man myself, I went over to her. And she told me this, she said, I'm officially grown and sexy. And I can see that face. Cause I'm officially 45. Yeah. And I'm looking for a good man. Every now and then, put that spice in my life. I thought she was gonna shoot it down. Before I give you all this loving, young man, it's one thing I gotta know. She told me, is you 25 and up? Yeah, baby. And do you do grown folks stuff? Yeah, I gotta know, shawty. Is you 25 and up? Yeah, baby. And do you do grown folks stuff? Yeah, I gotta know, baby. Oh, yeah. And then the DJ started playing slow motion.
And then she started dancing. She started slow rolling in her seat, y'all.
And like R. Kelly, hell, I didn't see nothing wrong with her bumping and grinding, you know.
And she looked it so good. I had to ask her, could we get this dance?
Come on, dance.
She said, yeah. But when she got on that floor, ooh, she dropped it low. Yeah, shouted, dropped it low. Low down to the floor. Low, this grown folks right here.
You gotta be 25 and up.
Is you 25 and up? Do you do grown folks stuff? Tell me. Is you 25 and up? Yeah, babe. And do you do grown folks stuff? Yeah, I gotta know, shawty. Is you 25 and up? Yeah, babe. And do you do grown folks stuff? Yeah, I gotta know, baby.
Slack Track Productions.
She said, I want a steel wrestler to come and bulldoze me.
You want one? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I want to come bulldoze me. Did you hear her say bulldoze me?
Bulldoze? She's like a rock. I don't need all that gentle play right now. Tyke her up, hold her down, and tie her up.
You better come with me. You don't want no little bit.
There were some of them pastors need to hear. They need to hear something called rim up their engine.
He said, I like a
get
strong
that
man.
Back on track.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about TDJ today.
Man.
You
know,
we ain't going to talk a whole. We not going to talk a whole lot about it, but, you know, I'm not going to say a whole lot because, you know, I don't know a whole lot, but I know what I've seen. And at the end of the day, you can't see everything you believe. You know, believe everything you see because they be modified people and stuff. So I'm just going to say this. In terms of the hot topic for, you know, that situation, TDJ from Puff Daddy, y'all, you know, I just say what I've seen, you know, I hope it ain't true, but God bless y'all and try to get it right. You know what I mean? I ain't going to speak on that. I want to speak on the positive today.
Don't
on
be
a Friday.
Yeah.
I ain't going to, you know, we ain't going to get down. I ain't going to get down with that.
Go ahead.
You know
go ahead.
I mean,
the hot topic. What's the hot topic? What's up with these ties?
The hot topic, the hot topic for the day going to be, we got like 15 minutes left in the show. Hot topic for the day is if you could change the world, What would you change and why? If you could change something in the world today, God gave you the power to change it. What would you change and why would you change it? Start with you, life lessons. Go ahead.
I'm starting to feel like you point at me first for a lot of things. You don't give me no chance
like
to say.
You,
but if I have to say first, then I would say this. I would want to change me first. And it's like the idea on the reason why is that if I change me, then the impact of the world won't be so harsh because I would know how to walk the way I'm supposed to walk. And that means that anything I want and desire, I accomplish. So even if around me or areas that I go to, I can affect those areas because I can affect them with the peace that I carry. So would I need to bring world peace? I'll just bring world peace with me everywhere I go. If I could be a better person at even in my financial situation, wherever I go, I can bless people financially. So I would change me first, the way that I think, any of the negative things that I've received in life because of the way I think. You know, I'm going to take the whole Michael Jackson approach, and I'm going to start with me first, looking
oh,
at the man
good,
in the
man.
Mirror.
Oh, no, that is so good.
No,
that is so good. I got to clap you up, brother. That right there is what you call real. Yeah. All right, DJ friend, you got to know. If you could change the world or change something in the world today, what would you change and why? I think she got me on mute. She out probably feeding the horse. Oh, I got to go get my yacht, too.
I'm not feeding
I gotta
the
go
horse.
Get
me. Let me see you call me.
Oh.
Let me see you call
I was
me.
Asking. You it's didn't you
going
didn't
in and
call
out.
Me?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Going in and out. But you was asking
can,
me that
can
question.
Can you hear us better now?
I can hear you.
Okay. I can hear clearly now, the wind is gone.
It's the rain, the rain.
Oh, it's wind out here.
Oh.
I'm on the outside, relaxing in Orlando.
Yeah, doing
oh,
a
yeah.
remix.
The hot
okay.
topic, if you could change something in the world today, what would you change and why?
Well, I don't want to answer that question right now. I want to go back to this here T.D. Jakes. His,
see?
I want
to see,
see what it say. Here it goes.
What they say? I want to hear.
In today's news on the Greg Shell Show, T.D. Jakes breaks silence on Diddy allegations with emotional sermon. T.D. Jakes is clearing up his name based on the viral accusations running rampant on social media over the last week. In several TikToks and social media posts, they alleged that the bishop was involved in Diddy's sex parties and that he had sexual relations with men. The allegations were addressed by Jake's PR rep, who said that the comments were unequivocally false and baseless. However, this is the first time that Jake's has spoken out about the rumors which he delivered on Christmas Day. All of you who expect me to address the lie can log off, Jake said in a defiant voice. I didn't come to convince you or nobody because I know who I am, he said. That is not what this is about. You can think whatever you want to think. I come to do my job. I came to prophesize as I was commanded. I come to hear the master say, well done, Jakes added. He continued, I will not use this sacred day and this sacred pulpit to address a lie when I have chance to preach a truth. I will stand straight up, head up, back straight, and preach the unadulterated, infallible word of God. No, that's what T.D.J. said.
And that happened on the Sunday before. Well, I mean, you know, I'm looking at the whole situation that when something that big comes out, that's, you know, this is a lot of information that's been, you know, flooded. And, of course, naturally, if there's nothing to something, you can just go ahead and say there's nothing to it. You know, it's all right.
Correct.
There's nothing to it. I ain't worried about anything else coming out. There's nothing anybody can say. There's nothing to it. You know, but, you know, I get curious about things. And I'm not saying anything happens, so please don't take what I'm saying out of context. It's just, all I'm saying is, It's one of those things where it's like, look, man, if there's nothing, there's nothing. I think they just had to make sure it wasn't nothing on that that USB. And once they see it wasn't nothing on that USB, all right, you go ahead and talk now. We straight. We don't have to worry about covering nothing. Because whatever that lady had, whatever Diddy's girl ex-wife had, shook the world. And they didn't know what was on that DVD, on that USB. So I just think they had to take time to see what was on that USB, make sure that there isn't anything. Not to say that he did anything as far as having sex with men, but maybe he was at a party and probably standing next to the wrong person. So they wanted to
you
make sure
they put something in his drink.
I don't know, man. You can put them kind of parties, man.
You know they put stuff in people's drinks and stuff.
I got a song for T.D. Jakes.
You got a song for T.D. Jakes? How many minutes we got left in the show?
An hour and eight minutes.
No, I got, we got 28 minutes, because I gotta get ready for Fort Lauderdale. I got to get ready for the dealer show. I got to head out of here. I got to head out. We got to leave early today, but this is so juicy on Friday. Go ahead with the T.D.J. song.
No, I don't have it yet.
Oh.
Greg ain't want to talk about this.
We'll let the news.
All the subjects this morning.
The news came in and told it.
But that's good.
Greg ain't want to talk about it, man. I know that. I like to see the good in it. I wanted to see, but you brought the news in with it, so I'm glad you brought the news, the actual, you know, the what's out there, you know what I mean? But I did see him I did see him in a halter top. I did see on the news. I don't know if it was him or not, but I did see
Pastor Jake's on a halter top.
That's probably photoshopped.
That was probably
photoshopped.
He had on some mint green pants. He had on some mint green pants and a peach and a peach halter top. That's what I see.
Wait,
now.
Man,
I ain't messing with you, Greg.
I'm just telling you, he could have been photoshopped or something, but it looked like him. I don't know.
Okay, I'm
you know, like the news just
right
told
now. A passage in the hospital.
I've been like, let's.
I don't see no pictures of Pastor Jake in the hospital.
No, no, it was on the news. You got to go to YouTube. You got to go to YouTube. YouTube. You got to go to YouTube. They had it on YouTube. You know, like when Jaguar Wright and all of them be talking, they had it on YouTube. I seen it on YouTube. Now, I don't know if it was him or not. Don't take my word. Try to come at me because you try to sue you and get nothing but Jesus. I know I seen him. He had on some mint green, like he had on, you know, the pants you wear like halfway above your leg. What they call them? They ain't real short, but they come past your knees. You know, Capri.
Okay.
They call it Capri.
I see a video. It says T.D. Jakes twerking.
Let me know. He had on like a halter top with his stomach out.
I'm tired of the internet. The internet need to quit. We need to ban YouTube for the news.
I'll tell you what I see. I can't help what I see. I ain't saying it was him. But that was
okay,
I see.
I'm looking at him. Okay, they say this video is a Pastor Jake twerking, right?
Yeah.
He ain't doing, he's just cha-cha-ing across the stage. He is not twerking. That is cha-cha.
See, they lied.
Yeah, they lying on him on this one.
They
need to take this video down because that is not a twerk. He didn't stick his booty out and hump the air.
That's a lie. Well, thank you for the truth. And that's what we're going to give you on the Greg Hill Show. We're going to give you the truth. What they did, I wonder how they made his body look like that with a little green capris on and the piece off the top. Like, you know, the women's strap shirt. Oh,
man, they got this AI technology now. They can put your face on anything right now.
Yeah, because they got, what's her name? Taylor Swift. They got her in the mess. Got her, like, in her face on some porn stuff. And it's not her. She said it's not her. So,
man, they got a lot of stuff.
I know they do it because, you know, like when an artist, you know, he make the cut with the record company and, you know, they put all the girls and the Cristal and all that stuff under him, like 3-4 girls, and then they slide some in his drink and move all the women and put men there and take pictures when they won't comply to their contract. And so they blacklist. Like that. They do all of that.
That's like it's difficult out here.
It's difficult out here in this world, man,
because of all of the things. Yeah. There's so many ways for people to tear you down.
Yeah, but you got to know what the truth. That's why God said the truth. The truth will set you free, make you free. But I thought that was a good laugh, though, you know. But Pastor Jake, I'm glad you stepped out, man, let him know, you know, at the end of the day, if you ain't did something, you ain't got to worry about it.
Yeah, for sure.
If you ain't did nothing, you ain't got to worry about it. That's DJ Prep.
Right.
DJ Prep be getting that information. Boy, you heard that news report. Oh, we got news now in the Greg Show.
That's news. You know, you ain't got to worry about that.
She did a great job with the news.
Hello, I'm sorry, I'm not in there. Please leave a detailed message and a number, and I will return your call. Thank you.
Oh.
What's happening right now?
That's brother. Oh. That was Grace saved our church. Grace must have had to go and save somebody at
the
church.
He dropped a couple of times, and he was trying to call back, and they kept dropping. So I was trying to call him back to see if he can get back in, because he can't get back in now.
Because that music say it's Friday. Yeah, it's time for us to get ready to get out off the airway. Y'all got any closing remarks?
1 minute and 45 seconds remaining.
Life lessons. You got any closing remarks?
Was that you who just did that?
No, that's the real deal. We on the air.
Yeah, no, it's just when I got, you know, a nephew that be, you know, I talked to him when he in prison, and that's how it sounds towards the end of the call. You have 1 minute and 45 seconds. So it just sounded
well,
just
she
like
got 35 voices. DJ Prep. Yeah.
Man, that was really good. She sounded just like that. Yeah, we are, but you know, if there's anything again, please remember
and
Jesus
eight
today.
Seconds remaining.
Right. Remember Jesus. Remember Jesus. That's what I want to continue to tell everybody today. You know, walk in love. Remember that. Because without him, we can do nothing without him. We can do nothing without God. And no matter what's going on in the world today, again, you know, don't get caught up. Save yourself from this untoward generation. And, you know, and remember that there's always God. He's always on your side. So remember Jesus. Always remember
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. 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 Have a great weekend, too, Deacon. We're going to be headed to, we'll be headed to Fort Lauderdale, Florida for the big dinner show, the Greg Shell dinner show coming to Fort Lauderdale tomorrow with Gino's Best Tasted, and then we got a big revival this weekend. So be on the lookout for Fort Lauderdale. We en route. DJ Prayer, your closing remarks as we close out.
Okay.
That's really cool.
He got me because he was saying that about the okay, wait a minute, somebody calling. No, okay. Anyway, what he was saying, was that you? I'm gonna go ahead and on the bus and agree. You have a collect call from an inmate in the Harris County Jail. To accept this call, dial 1 now. If you accept this call, do not use three-way calling, or you will be disconnected. To accept this call, dial 1 now. Entiendo castellano un poco. Es usted no es americano. Es chorizo, chorizo, enchilada. Tamales and barbacoa. Y cilantro and onion.
Hey, y'all heard it right here. Greg Shell Show. We hope you stay safe. Have a great weekend. We'll see you tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. for a special edition of the Greg Shell Show coming live from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Love you guys and peace, and have a safe day in Jesus' name. God bless.